For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw. Before leaving office, Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner granted a pardon to a man wrongly convicted of attempted murder. But what makes this clemency unique is that the alleged is now deceased. On a September night in 1981, Grover Thompson was sleeping in a Mount Vernon post office in southern Illinois. Across the street, a 71-year-old woman was stabbed in her apartment. Police arrested Thompson, claiming he was the attacker, and an all-white jury agreed. Thompson was handed a 40-year sentence. He died in prison in 1996, but more than a decade later, another man confessed to the crime. Thompson's family has been asking for a pardon since 2012. They finally got their wish when Rauner signed off on the first posthumous exoneration in Illinois history, right before leaving office. S.T. Jameson is Thompson's nephew.
It was so depressing, so chilling, that a man like him had been accused of such a heinous crime.
Jameson says his family finally has some closure. I'm Sam Dunklaw.